Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we are going to dive into the subject of training up a child in the way he or she should go. But before we do that, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you have been in our lives. Lord, we're just asking you, would you continue to crown our head from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord. The paths we walk, Lord, we're asking you, would you bless them to be ordained and registered by you, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you help or allow the realness of you to come out in us through our actions and through our words, Lord. We thank you for continued growth. We thank you for continued ministry. We thank you for continued empowerment. Lord, we're just asking you, would you continue to rest, rule, and reign over your people and help the word of God to be obvious unto the saints and those who do not know you for in the pardon of their sins, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to bless the host of the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless the words that come out of the mouth to proceed from you, Heavenly Father, not from an opinion, not from an experience, but rhema from you, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to bless each guest, those who have come on the show, those who are coming on the show, bless everything that they touch, their ministries, their family, their children, their homes, their finances, whatever it is, Lord, we're asking you, would you just to continue to bless and to continue to allow them to plant that seed of growth, Heavenly Father. We're asking you if there's anything dead within us, Heavenly Father, would you remove it, Lord, because we know that you are a living God, Heavenly Father, who besides you there is none other. We're asking would you bless the individuals and people to understand that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you would our words parallel to you being the Alpha and the Omega, and would our endings, our conclusions be parallel to you being the beginning and the end. Lord, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the word. We're asking would you bless it and help it to be something that is acceptable, something that's reputable, something that is proven, and something that is great in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And today I would like to read a scripture that will parallel the message from God. And it comes from Proverbs 22:6. And it reads, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when he or she is older, he will not depart from it. I've read to you Proverbs 22:6. I would like to read exactly what the Bible say, but God was giving me that because I don't want anyone to be misled thinking that Jesus was only talking to the men. Jesus was speaking to the men and women of God. He was speaking to the boys and girls. But Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I have read to you Proverbs 22:6. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. I would like to pause for a minute so that you can think about that scripture and that you can have time to prepare your mind. So I'm going to give you about 30 seconds, and then we will begin with the message of God. All right. As we begin, I would like to, first of all, thank the listeners and those individuals who are on the line. You do not have to speak unless you want to. It is solely up to you. At first, I was going to look at just the training up of a child, but God gave me a different path, which also parallels that particular subject. But it has a lot to do with the village, because we spoke about a village cannot raise our children. Only God can. And I want to share with you what God gave to me an hour or so ago as I was just jotting down some information. And first of all, we must understand, when I say we, the village, we are the village. We must understand, what does train up a child mean? And first of all, God revealed that it starts with the village. And I guess you may say, who is the village? The village is you and I. The village is us, the people who dwell on earth. Anyone 21 and older, when you're 21, you become an adult. So anyone 21 and older is responsible to serve as a village to our young people. And what is the first thing that God requires of us as village keepers to do? The first thing is we must study to show thyself, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightfully divided the word of truth. I want to dive into that subject of study. First of all, for my young people, any time that you are taking a test, whether it's a spelling test, little ones, whether it's an exam that's for middle school and high school students, or whether you're taking your college exit test so you can receive your degree, college students, we all must study to show thyself approved. Study so that we can pass the test. What is the test? The test is, are we that village that lives, or are we that village that is obscure and never shines its light? A workman that needed not be ashamed. Do we only profess to be with God when we're at church or when we're with our church friends, or is this a 24/7, 7-day-a-week thing? Needed not be ashamed, but rightfully divided the word of truth. How honest are we? How many stories do we tell each day that is not so? How often do we tell the truth to our young people? How often do we tell the truth to ourselves? How often do we spread the truth to other people? Count before you go to bed how many times you were honest, and count how many times we kind of fluffed it up or made up something that really wasn't so. And in order to discern whether we're that village that God is looking for, that fit village, so that God can place some blessings for you to use to help our young people or to help anyone in that regard. If you're looking for a blessing, this is how you evaluate it, okay? You study. Once you study, you're able to pass the trials of life. When things come your way, you don't go out and do what the world would do. You do what Jesus would do, a workman that needed not be ashamed. Do you know God? Do you profess God in your daily living? Rightfully divided the word of truth. How many times per day do you tell the truth, and how many times do you not? And that includes your thoughts as well. Are your thoughts true to God? Are our thoughts true to God? Or how many times do we make up stuff? All right? Number two, so number one was study. That's how we're going to become this or revive this village. We're going to study. Number two, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Trust. Trust in God. How many times do we trust in God when we're going through the storms of life? Or do we call other individuals? God is saying that in order for us to be this village that he is looking for, this place, this edifice that he is looking to place us in to help shine the light on the world, we must first trust in the Lord. That means standing on the word of God, and whatever comes our way, we're still trusting in the Lord. I want to give you an example that God gave me, and this is very universal, and this is only to some people. A lot of people complain that this generation or their child or their children is out of control. They're stealing cars. They're stealing keys. They're fighting with their parents. They're getting in trouble at school. They're bringing knives. They're bringing weapons. They're in gangs. They're gang banging. God says trust. He said, are you trusting in me? Are we trusting? Are we believing that God will deliver the kids? Are we believing that God can do it? Or are we talking to our friends and talking negative about the behaviors that we see? Or are we talking to God about it so that he can correct it? But on the flip side, Jesus pulls out Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, do not exacerbate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So if you have an out-of-control kid, you don't keep pointing in their face. You're out of control. You're still in the car. You're still in the keys. You're doing this. You're doing that. You show them a better way. Because many times people act out because they don't know any other way. And that's not to say that these behaviors are right, because they're not. That's just being disobedient and hard-headed. But as a village, God is focusing, from what I discern from what God gave me, on the village. He's saying, how can you expect the people who live in the village to conform to the village when the village is messed up? So we as the village, we should not exacerbate the children. They know that they're bad, probably, or hard-headed. You know that. But what are you doing to correct that behavior? What are we doing to ask God to remove that? Are we even talking to God? What are we doing to correct that type of behavior, the stealing of the cars, the stealing of the keys, the running out of the house, the talking smart? What are we doing to do that? And so the Bible says that we shouldn't exacerbate. That means that we shouldn't put more fire on the flames to get these kids riled up. Okay? We have to learn how to teach them, bring them up. It didn't say wait till they get 10 or 12. Bring them up, who? The children, in the training and instruction of the Lord. And if we start this from day one, right, we won't have this problem. It's not to say that they're going to be perfect children, but what it is to say is that when they do get off track, they're able to come back on track quickly. But if we continue to let these behaviors go on without acknowledging God, without taking this to God, then these behaviors will continue. And this is what we hear a lot, and this is all over the country. And kids will tell you this when they get into fights, when they hit. If somebody, the parents say, if somebody hits you, then you hit them back. Okay? But what God is saying and what God showed me is, think about this. You are telling your child when they get 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 30, 40, 50, if somebody shoots you, you shoot them back. But the reality is, if somebody shoots you, will you have the opportunity to shoot them back? Which is not feasible, which shouldn't even be thought of. But we are teaching them, first of all, to fight. It's okay to fight with your fist if somebody hits you. But what would Jesus do? You go and you tell somebody. You don't take it upon yourself to hit somebody back. You tell an adult. That's what should be taught. You tell an adult, and you let an adult take care of it. But what we're teaching them, and this is what God showed, and this is why sometime in our youth, in some areas of the country, we have a lot of youth violence. We have a lot of kids who are being shot and killed by their peers, because when they're younger, we're teaching them, if somebody hits you, you better hit them back. And then they grow into this, and then they start using weapons, starting in middle school, high school, and then when they become grown. Somebody shoots you, will you have the opportunity to shoot them back? If you're not in the military, guns should be fired anyways. So we're teaching them that. And God is saying that that is contrary to how we are supposed to be as village keepers. We don't hurt each other. We help each other. We don't hit each other. We lend a helping hand. We don't shoot each other. We protect each other. And that's what God is saying. And the village is messed up because of this phrase. If somebody hits you, you hit them back instead of going to tell. That's what God is saying. He's saying if somebody make you mad, if somebody get on your nerves, if somebody is cruel to you, if somebody is mean to you as an adult, you go tell God and let God fix it. You don't take it upon yourself to fix it because it gets worse. So that phrase right there, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. You're training up your child. We're training up our children. When they get in high school, become adults, if somebody pulls a knife, if somebody pulls a gun, you pull one too. And the likely chance is two people are going to be hurt, or whoever it is. So we need to, instead of saying if somebody hits you, you hit them back, if somebody bothers you, if somebody hits you, you go tell and let the adults take care of it. Because we're losing too many lives, according to the revelation of God, because of that one phrase that we teach our kids in elementary school. And believe it or not, that sticks with them even when they're adults. Okay? Bring them up in the Lord. We are village keepers. Village keepers are fit. They're not unfit. They are fit to house and instruct children. But then it goes on to say this, children, Ephesians 6 and 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. Now, if you do have a parent who is teaching you and instructing you in the right way, you still are, we still are responsible for honoring our father and mother, and that includes all adults, because that is the word of God, Ephesians 6 and 2. It does not mean be hard-headed and do whatever you want to. It does not mean talk back and blow and stomp when they ask you to do something. It does not mean to fight with your mother and father. It does not mean to take the keys and drive off in their car. It does not mean to sneak out the window. It means to honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And that's Ephesians 6 and 2. And a lot of questions that come up is, what if I only live with my mother? You still have to honor your father too. Honor, it says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment. What if I live with my father? You still honor your mother. You honor all adults. And honoring all adults means being obedient. It does not mean being hard-headed, getting in trouble at school, bringing guns to school, bringing knives to school, or being out on the streets, thinking you in a gang, doing whatever you want to. It means honoring your mother and father. When they ask you to pull up your pants, pull up your pants. When they ask you to do something, do it. Why? Why should you honor your mother and father? Why should you even listen to adults? Deuteronomy 11 and 21, children, says this, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land sworn to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. Deuteronomy 11 and 21, a lot of people, when we hear about youth passing away, youth getting shot, youth getting killed, says it wasn't their time. God has a time for everyone, and I can't say whether it was their time or not, but I do know what Deuteronomy 11 and 21 says. And it says, so that your days and the days of your children may be many. If we're obedient to God, if we walk in his word, listen to God, then God is going to take care of us and we'll have many days. But if we walk contrary to God, and if we hang out with the devil and do what the devil says, then we're going to walk into danger. And any time we're in danger, there's a 50-50% chance that we'll come out alive. We have to walk in spirit and in truth. That's why God says study. And that's why God says trust. We have to be honest with ourselves daily. We cannot continuously lie to ourselves and or just tell make up stuff. We have to be real, because we are village keepers. We are trying to save the children, and in order to do so, as I said before, for those of you who just joined me, we must study. We must trust. And children, likewise, you have to be obedient. You can't go to school getting in trouble being hard-headed. You can't be out on the streets getting in trouble being hard-headed. You have to be a child as long as you can. And God showed me this as well, Proverbs 2 and 6. And it reads, Father, give us counsel and wisdom in bringing up our children. So I submit to you today, if you have a child in your life, or if it's your child who is hard-headed, rebellious, getting in trouble at school, getting in trouble wherever they go is trouble, I dare you to read Proverbs 2 and 6 and begin to pray for your child. Whether you believe in God or not, God listens to every person, whether you believe in God or not. And the thing about it is, you have to pray over your children. I remember when I was maybe in high school, I went to church, this particular church, and I heard this minister say that he prays over his children every day before they go to school. He prays over them. He's a minister. And he prays over each one of his children before they go to school. And sometimes it takes that. It takes prayer. You're going to have to pray for your children because you are the village. You can't expect other people within the village to raise your child. That is your child, and it has to start with you. And we're trying to get the village back live and well, but typically the village is you, because that's your offspring. That is your fruit, so you have to take care of the fruit so it won't rot. And what I mean by rot, so that it won't go in the wrong path and be destroyed. that is your child, if it takes you praying over your child sincerely each morning, do it. Do it. And also I have a couple of verses that was given unto me, Acts 19 and 20. These are prayers that are scriptures you can read concerning children. It says, Acts 19 and 20 talks about the word prevailing over children. Isaiah 54 and 13 talks about the teachings of God over the children. Proverbs 13 and 1 talking about the children are the fruit of godly instruction and correction. And Isaiah 54 and 13, great is their peace. When you know God, you have this peace that surpasses all understanding. And while this is on my mind, I want to reiterate this. When God gives a revelation, sometimes it's for everyone and sometimes it's for a group. Scripture in the Bible is for everyone. A revelation is not for everyone. It is very prescriptive. It is very direct. Just like a prophecy is not for everyone. A prophecy is for a particular group or a person. The word of God is for everyone. And I want to submit today, a lot of individuals that I've spoken to all around the world talks about the troubles that they have with youth, or this is a different generation of people, or they just don't know what to do with their children. Well, you are the village, and we're going to be talking about this series. You, as the parent or parents, need to begin to pray over your children sincerely. And when you pray over your children, you will find that they will have a better day. But the village has to be cleaned up before anything can be transformed. Because if the village is messed up, then we can't expect the fruit that is grown in the village to come out as pure gold. And I'm sure that you say, well, I know some people who came from this place or that place and they came out well. Yes, because the village was intact. And we're not talking about a community, literally. We're not talking about your neighborhood. You can live in a $6,000 community, a home, and you can come out and be a politician. You can live in a $1 million home and come out and be a politician. We are talking about the individuals who you surround yourselves with. What does their village look like? We're not talking about any buildings. We're not talking about any places. We're talking about us, the people, the village. So when you continue to speak about your child or children, what are you saying? You know, if they are out of control, God forbid, then that means that within your village, you need to begin to pray over them. If they do not want you to pray over them, you don't have to touch them when you pray for them. You can pray for your child sitting in your chair. You can pray for your child before you go to bed, or your children before you go to bed. But you have to do those three things according to what the Lord says, that study. You have to study. You have to be in the Word of God. You have to study, because those storms of life are going to come, all right, for everybody. No one's exempt from the storms of life. But God wants us to study. As village keepers, we ought to study and continue in the Word. Number two, we must trust in the Lord. Instead of talking about the kids and talking about how hard-headed they are and disobedient and taking the car and taking the keys and almost taking the whole house or apartment or wherever you live, begin to trust in God and tell God about your troubles, because your neighbor cannot do anything but pray, just like you. But God can transform. And once again, we talk about Paul. You can have that Paul experience. God can transform children, not your neighbor, not your best friend, not your homegirl, your homeboy, God. And then we have to make sure that we're not provoking our children to wrath. That does not mean do not correct them. That does not mean do not discipline them. But sometimes we go a little bit too far and make it worse. You have to know when to stop, because we are the village. This is the fruit. And either way it goes, they're going to have to conform and comply with what we say do. So this goes with training. Once again, I want to say that phrase because this is what God revealed, and it's going to come to pass. If somebody hits you, you hit them back. Stop telling kids that. Stop telling adults that. That is not the way to do it. You are telling them when they get older, if somebody shoots you, you shoot them back. They may not have a chance. And actually, that's not how it's supposed to be. Okay? We're supposed to help each other with a helping hand. That's what we're supposed to use our hands for. And we're supposed to protect each other and look out for each other, not harm each other. So that phrase right there, and I keep, God keep giving me that, if somebody hits you, you hit them back. You are setting your child, the children, the persons in your life, the youth in your life, you're setting them up for failure. Whether it sounds right now or it sounds right later, we're basically telling them the phrase that if somebody, for instance, does something to you, shoots you, whatever, then you shoot them back. And they may not get that opportunity. A fist and a weapon is totally different. Totally different. You go and tell. That's what we're trying to teach them. Just like we tell God about our troubles. Our neighbor can't help us with our troubles. They can listen, sympathize, pray for us. But God is the one who can transform us. So we need to bring up our child in the way of the Lord. Children, on the other hand, you need to honor your mother and father. Matter of fact, you need to honor all adults, period, point blank. The stomping, the throwing fits, talking back to your mothers, talking back to your fathers, wanting to fight your mothers, wanting to fight your fathers, bucking up to them, taking their cars, taking their keys, it needs to stop. Why? Read Deuteronomy 11 and 21. You want to be here long. You want God to take care of you. You want God to take care of your children. You want to live a prosperous life, free, meaning that you're not, you don't have shackles on your feet, none of that. Then we have to start reading the Bible. Deuteronomy 11 and 21 tell us. Parents, once again, if you're going through it with your child, whoever it may be, read Proverbs 2 and 6. Read Acts 19 and 20, Isaiah 54 and 13, Proverbs 13 and 1, Isaiah 54 and 13. And I will give more scriptures later, but that concludes the Train Up a Child segment. And I have much more to speak about that the Lord has given, but that's enough for today. And I want to be very brief with these announcements. Be sure to continue to tell your family and friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry that is blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, the Fashion Line, Fashion Line, Fashion Line is here, fashionedbylove.com is here. Please check it out. In addition to that, gospel artists, TV hosts, community leaders, musicians, anyone who is positive, athletic individuals, anyone who is positive, please, please, please Facebook at Free to Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the show. Speaking of athletes, on tomorrow I will have Mr. Quentin Demps of the Kansas City Chiefs. He will come in his own way for 15 minutes, and I will interview him about his career and about some things he might want to tell the youth. In addition to that, on Wednesday we are praying with love. Be sure to tune in with that. I appreciate each person at the Stellar Awards who allowed me to interview them and take pictures. I want to congratulate all of my Texas individuals. I'm just happy. I was just so excited, and I'm proud of each person who was nominated. I'm proud of each person who received an award. It is such a blessing. There's a lot of things coming up. Be sure to continue to watch my Facebook page. There's a lot of changes will be made. The Love Live Jesus Up ministry will go for 2 hours beginning this week. I don't know which day yet. I just appreciate all of my listeners, all the support. I appreciate those obscure listeners and supporters. Just continue to pray to God. Be sure to select 10 individuals on the praying list. Make sure that all of them are not your family members. You can put your family members on one line and pray for them, pray for each other. And remember that someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for Mr. Quentin Demps of the Kansas City Chiefs, as I will be interviewing him at 4:45. And on Wednesday, you will be praying with love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And once again, I thank all of my callers. I have 25 callers. I thank all of my callers for listening and calling in. God bless you. And be sure to tell individuals about this ministry, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Thank you so much. And I love all of you, and God bless you, and may God continue to keep you. It's my prayer. Goodbye, everybody.